We mentioned your book, Doing Life with Your Adult Children. It's available in the newlife.com store, written by Dr. Jim Burns, who's in the studio with Dr. Jill Hubbard and me. And yeah, this is a resource that we offer a lot here on this program. I'm looking at the back of the book right now. 9 principles. First of all, I'm seeing a picture of you there, Jim.
Yes.
It's right there.
I don't think that sold anything. It's a best-selling book right now, and I don't think that picture helped at all. I'll just tell you that, right?
Is that why they put it on the back?
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. No, and very small.
Yeah. 9 principles for having the adult-to-adult relationship you've always wanted. And there's a lot of good insight in these books. One of the principles here is, how can I support my grown children when I don't support their values? And that's a question that we're getting so much more nowadays here on New Life Live from people who, you know, maybe their kids or grandkids or nieces, nephews, whatever, they're involved in, like, you know, alternative lifestyles or whatever the case might be. And how do you do how do you do life with adult children who have maybe strayed from the path? I mean, these are kids that grew up in Sunday school and everything else, and they're not on the straight and narrow. And
I'm not sure I know one adult or, you know, couple who's married who have adult kids who don't have a worry about violating values, straying from faith, of course. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think the problem is we become heartbroken and we become one topic parents. You mentioned strayed from lifestyle. I was talking with a man last night whose 2 of the 5 daughters are in an alternative lifestyles. Mm. And he said, I feel like proximity is important and I need to still show love. And I often say, you can't be a one topic parent. He said, my wife's not on that card. She wants to just shun them and not be in a relationship. And, you know, he said, well, what do you say? Well, you know, it's not simple, but I think we have to stay in relationship with them. So I think we have to, we can agree to disagree on a lot of things, but we're surely not going to help them if we don't show them the light, show them love. Because the bottom line with kids who are violating values, they know our values. They grew up in Sunday school. You say that. So, but the bottom line is, I think they're asking, and they don't verbally ask it, but do you still love me? And I really believe that we can move from heartache to hope, but the hope isn't always like we thought. Maybe they're not going to come back to Sunday school, or maybe they're not going to look the same or vote the same way we do, or, you know, whatever. But there is hope that we can build these relationships, but we're not going to build them if we shun them. So I think even in the midst of all that, we have to get the help we need. We probably need a course on doing life here at New Life, doing life with your adult children, just to help us, you know, get strong enough and lay the foundation. Because when your kids are, you know, going off into a different direction, we need a sanctuary of support.
Yeah.
And a lot of us get shamed or we feel guilt, and then we don't go even tell anybody. We want them to act, you know, every Christmas card looks like everybody's all happy. So we want to act like we're happy. We're not happy. Mm-hmm. We need to find people that we can be honest with and talk through that. And really in that support system, sometimes that's what we need to be able to keep on going, but also show tough love. Tough love means that we allow the circumstances of their poor choices to be carried out. So say, for example, they violate values with money or whatever it might be. I don't think we bail them out. Mm. I think we allow those circumstances that's your choice and you're an adult and I'm so sorry. And you can show love, but I'm sorry, we can't bail you out. Even if you had the finances, sometimes the best thing to do is to say, you know what? No, we're not going to be able to bail you out, but gosh, I'm so sorry you're in this situation.
Wow.
I don't think that the kids then go, well, thank you so much. You're helping me. I totally understand that.
No.
I
mean,
they don't come into your office doing that, I'm sure, Jill. But I think it is key that we learn to – we're going to have to be students of their culture and students of how they live and understand that we can still have a relationship with them. And that relationship long term may come around. I was talking with a woman yesterday who she came back to church after many, many years. She had walked away and she said she did drugs and men and, you know, all the stuff, booze, you know, whatever. And then she said one day she realized she was really unhappy and lonely and she walked back into church and she just sat down next to her mom and she held her mom's hand.
Wow.
And I thought, I said, how did your mom feel? And she goes, I've never asked that question, but I did see tears in her eyes.
Of course.
And wow. I just went, that must have been amazing for your mom. She goes, it was amazing for my mom, but it was also amazing for me. I felt safe.
Yeah. Oh.
Beautiful.
Wow.
It's not always the story.
But no, hardly.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's wonderful.
Yeah.